هلمو 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 هلمو
هلمو. Previously on 221B Baker Street. Just tell me what happened from the beginning.
My mom asked her for a cup of tea. Raisa weren't happy about it. Said she ain't nobody's maid. Me and her had a bit of a fight.
Gruesome.
Raisa was always getting to me, saying I weren't a real man.
Wasn't a real man?
What?
It's not weren't, it's wasn't.
Oh, grammar Nazi.
You've got to help me, Mr. Shamshir. Wait!
I don't help oppressors.
Please, it was a mistake. Everyone says you're the best. Without you, I'll get hung for this.
No, 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 Mr. Junaid, not at all. You're going to get hanged for this.
Zax? Zax? Habibati?
I'm here, my love.
Zax, what's wrong? Are you okay?
Lails, Daniel, I can't.
Why didn't you take Junaid's case?
The client was spectacularly ignorant.
That again. I meant it in a...
No, he was spectacularly ignorant. His grammar was gruesome. And he thinks he can get hanged in this country.
Did you buy new shoes, Sid?
Those are not our shoes. Told you someone's been inside here.
Leila refuses to give Daniel to us as a foster child. She says we either do it through the adoption agency or take the highway.
I know, my love. Tahir told me the same thing.
But we can't, Bilal. We don't meet any of the requirements for adoption application.
See, Lails, tonight it's all about us.
Oh, okay, all right then. Thank you. So what are we celebrating?
The fact that I'm the luckiest man alive.
It's always about you.
Maybe. But remember, I'm only the luckiest man alive as long as you are by my side.
Where's Danielle? Why is she only carrying Hamza?
Lails?
I'm sorry, ma'am. There's been a bit of a problem. Could you please...
What's the problem? Here, I'll take Hamza.
Where is my other child?
And now, on 221B Baker Street.
زهت دنيا الحضور ثم قالت للحضور مرحبا بالحاضرين مرحبا بالحاضرين.
Munir Ahmed, you can come out.
What? Wasim looks around at the empty living room, wondering who Munir is and what he has to do with the pair of tackies lying in front of them.
Oh, fine. You know how I love hide and sneak.
Salams, brother.
It's him.
But you're...
Breaking into my apartment. Forgivable. Wasting my time with false cases. Expected. Entering my room. You must be mad.
No. If you answered my calls, I wouldn't need to check up on you in person, little Shamsi. And I didn't break into your apartment. Mrs. Hassan let me in.
Since when did Mrs. Hassan become my housekeeper?
She's your landlady. You haven't introduced me to your roommate, Munir Ahmed Dinda.
I call him Matt.
I've met... What's going on? Why?
What are you doing here?
The tension in the Patel household can be felt even by its employees. Leila shudders as she replays the words of the waitress that shattered her heart the night before.
We are afraid we cannot find your son. We are afraid we cannot find your son.
Despite Layla's biting criticism, The management proved that they were in no way liable for Danielle's disappearance from the playroom, as the manager coldly explained.
Our indemnity notice clearly states, customers are to please note that this play area is used at their own risk. The restaurant will not take any responsibility, nor be liable for any loss, injury or death incurred in the play area.
Layla burst into tears as she read the notice and regretted her carelessness deeply, while the manager consented to allowing them access to the CCTV footage. Every moment was torture.
What are you doing here?
Always so aggressive. Did it never occur to you that you and I belong on the same side?
Oddly enough, no.
Same side?
We have more in common than you like to believe. This petty feud between us is simply childish. People will suffer, and you know how it will always upset Mummy.
Mummy?
I upset her? It wasn't me that upset her, Mad.
No, wait. Mummy? Who's Mummy?
Mother. Our mother. This is my brother, Bunir Ahmed Tinda. But I call him Mad. See me?
He's your brother?
Of course he's my brother.
So he's not...
He's not what?
I don't know. Criminal mastermind?
Close enough.
Oh, for Allah's sake. I occupy a place on national security.
He is national security.
So you actually were concerned about Sid?
Of course. I actually am concerned about Shamsi.
Shamsi. Cute.
So, business seems to be booming since Wasim began blogging about you, Shamsi.
Why are you here, Munir? You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. We now cross over to Crime Stoppers International's head, Yusuf Abramji, who joins us on the line. Yusuf, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mulana.
There has been a kidnapping and there has been no contact between the kidnappers and the family. What is the way forward at this stage?
Well, first of all, I think we are all saddened by this particular incident. It once again highlights the extent of the crime problem we have in South Africa. And as you know, I've been assisting with a case in Polokwane more recently where there was a similar kidnapping. When it comes to kidnapping, the first thing that one needs to do is the minute there is a call for a ransom is to immediately and very quietly alert the South African police service and escalate that. The police service will then take hopefully the appropriate measures that will mobilize the various divisions, including the negotiators, including the technical team of the SAPS, and possibly even the special task force, to try to negotiate with the abductors and tell the families what to do. Very often we see with these abductions, members of the public go on social media, they go on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, to go and advertise the fact that the person has been kidnapped. That should not be encouraged. In fact, those particular actions very often could put the life of the lives of the victims at risk. Please do not go on social media to go and highlight that somebody is missing or somebody has been kidnapped, especially if it is a kidnapping. That is very, very serious. The first concern, Molana, sorry, is the safety of the victim, and that should always be our first source of communication, is to make sure that the victim is protected and the victim is safe.
Absolutely. Now, while we work towards the safety of the victim, if perhaps, perchance, anyone is able to gain any insight or any information or any tips, what should they do under these circumstances?
Well, often we say keep your eyes and your ears open. The public are the police and the police are the public. if you notice anything suspicious, if you see something which you think that it will be helpful to the investigation, you pick up the phone and you phone the All Hours Crime Stop number in Pretoria, 08600 10111. I repeat, 08600 10111. Give detailed information. And remember, when you make a tip-off, remember the 5 W's and the H: who, what, when, where, why, and how. That information will be critical. Even if it is information which you may regard as being petty or very small, it could make a difference in resolving a particular case, especially when it comes to cases like abductions.
Now, in this instance, while the child was at a restaurant with the parents in the play area, now we don't want to blame anyone for what had transpired, but to prevent possible future scenarios, what are some of the safety tips that we need to educate parents with regards to preventing situations of a similar nature?
Obviously, one has to be alert. Very often, the abductors will overpower the vulnerable, then take you and obviously dump your cell phone, and then the ransom demands will follow. One must remain cool and calm. Try to cooperate with the abductors, especially the family members who are getting the calls. Be very alert. Try to make notes. If you can, try to record the phone calls making the various demands. And very importantly, one must try to play for time. Playing for time, whether it is like saying to the abductors that you're trying to get the money, could assist with the investigations. But don't be arrogant when they make the demands. Remain cool and calm, and hear very carefully what the abductors or the criminals are telling you as far as the demands are concerned. That information then needs to be conveyed to the investigator from the South African Police Service, and hopefully they will then follow up on the investigation. As far as the victim is concerned, again, please do not become violent. Cooperate with the abductors. And just remain calm is the core message which we often give to the victims as well.
Yusuf, we always appreciate your time on Radio Islam. Jazakumullah khair for your insight.
Jazakallah maulana. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Yusuf Abramji from Crime Stoppers International giving us advice on how to deal with a situation when there has been a kidnapping. What we need to remember is that all circumstances come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we enter into this world, it is a foregone conclusion that circumstances will come upon us. If a condition brings us closer to Allah, then it's not a calamity, rather it is a favor and a boon from Allah, because our existence is to gain closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, if a calamity results in us being distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, then that is when we need to really question the direction of our lives. So everything comes from Allah, and it is under these circumstances, whenever there's a difficulty, that one will really taste the sweetness of Iman. May Allah make it easy for one.
کے پروں سے پرے ہے سجا مسند ارجمند آپ کا ہے سجا
لیلا ویٹس ان اینٹیسیپیشن فار اینی نیوز اباؤٹ ہر چائلڈ شی جمپس ایوری ٹائم دی ڈور بیل اور فون رنگز
ہے دلیل خواب قوسین او ادنا
Assalamu alaikum, Mrs. Abbasid. How is Layla's holding up?
Not good. She hasn't slept the whole night. Refuses to eat.
Where's Hamza?
Sleeping. Layla refuses to let him out of her sight.
Where are they? I need to see my sister.
Why are you here, Munir?
18 months old. One of the twins went missing from a restaurant play area while his parents were fine dining.
Let me guess. Parents didn't care to read the indemnity notice. How stupid.
Yes. You need to take the case.
I can't.
Can't?
The stuff I've got on now is just too big. I can't spare the time.
What? Never mind your usual trivia. Tahir Patel's a tycoon. It's of national importance.
How's the diet, Matt?
Fine. Perhaps you can get through him, Mossy.
What?
I'm afraid my brother can be very stubborn.
If you're so keen, why don't you investigate?
No. I can't possibly be away from the office for any length of time. Not with the election, so... Well, you don't need to know about that. Do you, Shamsi?
You read Simi's blog?
Who doesn't?
Cool.
What's it like living with Shamsi? Jahannam, I imagine.
Well, let's just say... I'm never bored.
Good. That's good, isn't it? Now, you've got to find this child, Shamshir. Don't make me order you.
I'd like to see you try.
Think it over. I'll see you very soon.
Where's Layla?
Ach, she just speaking to the babysitter.
Okay, I'll wait.
Zakia silently reads her usual zikr as she waits for Layla to finish. As much as she tries not to listen to their conversation, Layla's raised voice makes it hard not to hear.
Are you being funny, Amani?
No. Not at all, Mrs. Patel. I'm very sorry about
then you should have used your brains. What did you come to work for? There's no baby for you to sit anymore.
Mrs. Patel, I thought of Hamza. And well, I thought I'd come in myself instead of just assuming...
Well, you should have thought better. There is no job for you anymore. You're fired. I'd be a fool to let Hamza out of my sight.
Okay, Mrs. Patel. I understand. Forgive me. I hope you do find Danielle soon.
A startled Amani walks past the dining area and sees herself out. Slightly disheartened by Layla's unreasonable reaction, Zakia decides to approach her sister.
Layla?
Ugh, first the freaking babysitter and now you.
Layla, calm down. I'm here
to rub salt in my wounds. Save it, Zax. I can already hear you saying you wanted to give your child away, so why are you crying when he's taken away?
Astaghfirullah, Layla. Don't say such things. That thought didn't even cross my mind.
Really? Then why are you here?
To console you.
Ugh.
Look, Layla, whatever happens, you are my sister, and Danielle means so much to me as it does to you.
Yeah, that's exactly why you did this, didn't you? You took Danielle.
Munir makes his way out of the apartment, shutting the door behind him.
Why did you lie? You've got nothing on, not a single case. So why did you tell your brother you were busy?
Why shouldn't I?
Oh, I see. Sibling rivalry. Now we're getting somewhere.
Sibling rivalry?
Not at all, Simi. I'm already the best. No need for rivalry.
Then why did you refuse the case?
Is that a challenge?
Are you Shamshir Ismail Dindar?
Ah, elementary. I see what you did there. Well, in that case...
Shamshir stands up, grabs his jacket, and heads for the door.
Coming?
You need my help?
Of course. I'd be lost without my blogger.
Amani returns home to find Ridwan was given the afternoon off work in light of the kidnapping.
Poor Mr. Patel.
Yes, poor him.
What's wrong, Scout?
Mrs. Patel fired me, Reddy.
What? Why?
Beat me.
Well, you know, I mean, she's probably just stressed out of her mind.
Yes, I get that, Reddy. But why'd she bite my head off?
Well, I'm glad to see you found your head again, Scout. Hey, so where were you for the rest of the afternoon?
I decided to volunteer at the orphanage in the neighboring town. Might as well use my time in a good cause until I get a job, hey?
Don't stress about it, Scout. You'll find something. And I'm here, so, you know, we'll be okay, inshallah.
Shamshir and Wasim accompanied Tahir into their household to investigate the case.
Lail, this is Shamshir Ismail Dindar.
And this must be Dr. Wasim. I love your blog.
Thanks.
Shamshir has been assigned as the detective on the case.
Thanks, honey, but it's unnecessary. I've already found the culprit.
You have?
The ninja in niqab over there.
Tahir notices his sister-in-law for the first time since he entered. Zakia is sitting inconspicuously in a corner of the room.
What? Lils, what's going on? Is Danielle with...
No, that's the only reason she's still alive.
This must be your sister, Zakia Traore.
Yes. Wait, how did you know?
You share the same set of eyes. You're not just sisters, you're twins. Yet you're fraternal twins.
How?
The curvature of Zakia's nose is sharper than yours, as is the height of her cheekbones, which means that your facial features and complexion are not identical, which means you don't share the same DNA, making you fraternal twins.
Wow. How did you know that when Zakia's face is covered as always?
X-ray vision.
The imagination coupled with memory produces images far more accurate than any X-ray.
Amazing. Can you tell me where Danielle is just from looking at her?
This is ridiculous, Lails.
Yes.
Really?
Where is he?
He is definitely not with her.
Much to Zakia's relief, Layla finally allows her to leave the Patel household and make her way back to her home after Shamshir eliminates her as a suspect.
Ah, here you are. I was just about to send out the search party for you.
I was at Layla's.
That's weird. I checked there. Mr. Abbasid said that you weren't there.
He was just following Layla's orders. Can you believe it? My sister thinks I kidnapped Danielle. Why would I do that?
Now, Mrs. Patel, why would you think your sister would be behind the kidnapping?
Other than sibling rivalry.
Because I refused to allow her to adopt Danielle.
Danielle was to be given up for adoption?
Patel household, hello?
Reply as if you're talking to your friend.
Mommy!
Is that...
One wrong move from you, and the town dies. Are we clear?
Yes.
Walk away from everyone else. Good. Now, if you want to see your child again, you'll do exactly as I say, or else.
This program was brought to you by
The Willerton Group, proud manufacturers of Sunfoil Triple Refined Pure Sunflower Oil and Sunshine D margarines and spreads. High in vitamin D, smooth and great tasting.
Continental Cash and Carry, over 7,500 square meters of stock and a wide range of cosmetics, homeware, hardware, medical, hair products and much more. With ample parking available for our customers, friendly staff and low prices and many in-store specials. Located centrally at number 14 Mineral Crescent, Extension 3, in the hub of Crown Mines. Continental Cash and Carry.